It's no secret the holidays are going to look a little different this year.
For sure. I'm already planning my virtual dinner parties and, of course, caroling sessions.
We may not be able to see everyone we love in person this year, but we can certainly let them know we're thinking of them in the form of memorable and personalized gifts.
Etsy remains the best place to get quality, handmade, and heartfelt gifts for the people in your life, inspired by the things they love.
There's so many choices, and Etsy sellers run the gamut, from home goods and decor to artwork, clothing, and jewelry. And the best part is everything is totally unique, from handmade pieces to one-of-a-kind vintage items.
So Megan, if you wanted to get me a gift, you know I love a nice cheese plate, so naturally I'm eyeing so many of the beautiful handcrafted cheese boards available from a variety of sellers.
And for our Housewives fans out there, there are amazing wine glasses, perfect to pair with your next pour and binge session this holiday season.
Wine and cheese at Shea Eric J. Mack. It'll take my quarantine snacking to the next level.
Etsy is making my holiday shopping so much more special this year, and I cannot wait to see my friends and family open their gifts.
This holiday season, shop Etsy to gift like you mean it. Go to Etsy.com/gifts to shop meaningful gifts for the people you love.
That's Etsy.com/gifts.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Below Deck is back, and of course, we're covering Season 8.
For Season 8, we're bringing you recaps even earlier to help you get through the week. So make sure to subscribe so you never miss a minute of discussion.
Well, let's get into it. Okay, how amazing would it be if Captain Lee's wife joined the show as a chief stew?
Yeah. Because right? By the way, would he be hard on her or would he have her back?
I don't know. I mean, it would be so interesting to see their dynamic because I feel like living together and then working together would probably go pretty well for them because she was a chief stew for him back in the day.
I'm going to share something with you too.
Oh.
That's what my wife just sent me.
Aww.
That's her and I like so 20 years ago.
Your favorite stew, just so you don't forget. That's so cute. Wait, so she was a stew?
She's chief stew.
So did you get her into yachting? Oh, that's awesome.
That's crazy. So he was cool. Just like, here, I need you like with me at all times. I want to work and live with you.
So fraternization works out.
You know, maybe not for like a full charter season, but it'd be great that like in between, if something were to ever happen with the chief stew, that like she just like comes in and saves the day for a few episodes.
That'd be amazing. Also, though, I don't know that I could work hard if I knew that my husband was the captain. Like, you can't fire me. My husband's the captain. So I'm really going to give this my all.
Right. And I would definitely get like sassier with the rest of the crew and just be like, you can't do anything. You can't touch me. Did you clock the toast that James was eating?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love sweets. I love Nutella, but that looked disgusting because he's putting the chocolate syrup on it. But by the way, then spending the whole episode complaining about how he's getting chunky. And it's like, well, the Nutella toast doesn't help.
Right. Like, that is not the snack for you. So I think the combo of Nutella plus chocolate, it seems way too extra for me. Like, it's too much. I love Nutella. Let's not get it twisted. I love chocolate. But the combo is just like, that's eccentric. There's no need for that. If you're going to do Nutella, like, add a banana on there. You know, slice a banana up on your toast and just like do a little balance there so you're still getting some kind of like nutritional value. But yeah, it seemed more like a, like, I just got home and I'm wasted and there's nothing to eat, so I'm going to put this together. But it was like the middle of the day.
Okay. Serious question.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think of the two of us has a more refined sense of humor?
Okay, I love that you asked this because I was so curious about exactly what that meant. And I mean, I'm going to say that if either of us have a more refined sense of humor, it's probably me, because you definitely have a dirtier sense of humor, but I wouldn't call it like, it's not like toilet humor. It's not like locker room stuff. You know, like, you still are like dirty minded, but you're still kind of witty and intellectual about it. You know what I mean? But like the way Francesca was talking about Chef Rachel, like, Rachel was just like saying things out loud that didn't even make sense and was just like talking about like how the wine was gonna like fuck them in the mouth, and you're like, that's not a sense of humor. That's just like crass. Like, that's just that doesn't take any sort of wit or any level of humor. That's just being kind of weird.
All right, menu. caviar for the canapes.
Beluga caviar?
It's Zarocetra Imperial Petrosian caviar. So dinner menu, herb crusted rack of lamb. That will go with Camus. Camus will that in the mouth.
Yeah.
Rachel's sense of humor, it's quite R-rated, right?
We also have a Chablis.
In the mouth, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm a bit more refined in my sense of humor than that.
Anyway.
So I am curious to know what Francesca would define as refined. Like, what kind of joke is that? Like, about literature? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, maybe a joke that you're okay saying in front of your grandmother.
Right. But then what's that? Like, a dad joke? Like, dad jokes don't need to be refined, you know? Like, I'm just confused.
I know. Chef does seem really zany. Like, that's the only word I can think of. Just real zany.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I think it's a bit of a different energy.
Yeah, it's definitely a departure from what we're used to.
Yeah, and I feel like Chef Ben, you know, he's eccentric in his own way, but not kooky. You know, he's eccentric and kind of has an ego, but he's still charming in his own way. And like, he's kind of his own thing. And Rachel's charming too, but she's definitely more on the kooky side than anything else. I will also say about Francesca, it does feel like the conversation that she has with Elizabeth and Ash is almost like two charters too late. You know, she's like, oh, we really need to step up our game. Like, we need to be on top of things. We need to X, Y, and Z. And it's like, okay, well, you're already on your going into your third charter. Like, shouldn't you have sat your team down before the first one, in between, after this one? You know, like, I don't know. It just feels like too little too late.
Comparatively, though, how do you think Eddie is handling the Shane situation?
You know, he's tiptoeing around it in a way where I get it. I think he knows that Shane is a sensitive person and he doesn't want to be a total dick. But at a certain point, it's going to affect how the jobs are getting done. So he's going to have to, you know, put his foot down at a certain point. But he is doing a little bit of tiptoeing at this point.
It does feel like this just isn't the right job for Shane. I mean, granted, I don't think there's much of a learning curve, which is not great, because how do you get good at this job except through just doing it?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just feels like he's always two steps behind.
Right. And, you know, he does seem to want to learn and he does apply himself and try, but then just these little things like leaving the garage door open feels like that's something that should just almost be intuitive. You know, you should just kind of know that like leaving that wide open overnight doesn't feel like the right thing to do. I think there is an element of the job that does have to come a bit naturally as opposed to being able to learn it, but at least he's trying.
Do you get any sort of sexual tension from James and Izzy?
Yes, I think so. I feel like they are not aware of it yet, but it's there.
Do you have a boyfriend at the moment, Ash, or are you single?
Single.
Uh-oh. Are you single? Absolutely.
I don't know. Her and James have been hitting it off, though, in that room.
Don't worry. The only thing that happens in that room is James getting bitched around by me.
But that sounds pretty scandalous.
It's just the way I like it.
Like, I don't think that they would necessarily be each other's types out in the real world, but on a boat, I think that anything is possible.
Yeah, and in the same room, I mean, it wouldn't take much for them to just have a night where they come back a little drunk, which is all James has been trying to do this whole time, is go out with everybody and get drunk. So as soon as that happens, that will increase the chances of something happening between the two of them if they're going back to the exact same room.
Right. I'm just waiting for that. I'm waiting for like the part in the rom-com where she takes off her glasses and puts her hair down and he's like, oh, you know?
Right. I don't know if it'll be that romantic or profound. I think it's going to be just like a drunken, like, whoops.
That works too.
Speaking of drunk, the primary was clearly drunk out of his mind.
So good.
Oh my God. To put on those pants that he was wearing, those like weird, were they American flag? Like they were blue on one side, red and white stripe on the other. I was like, this man is definitely intoxicated if he's putting this outfit together.
Was that his wife that was talking to him at the table? Because I love the way she handled him. She was like, and after this course, you're going to go to bed.
We're going to have lamb chops.
Whatever. If I've been wrong, I'm done for the night. So I would.
I'm done. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I thought these guests were going to be refined, but Tim's pretty wasted.
I love everybody. I'm gonna go to bed.
So embarrassing.
It's got to be so embarrassing, though. Like, this is your birthday, your charter, you're the primary. And, you know, Rachel was disappointed for being like, I didn't even get to cook for him for this dinner. And it's like his thing. It's on his dime, you know. I mean, he missed not a whole night, but he was just beyond.
Beyond. I kind of wish producers would take it upon themselves to get people at that level in the interview chair.
That is true.
And just be like, so what did you think of the food tonight?
Right. They don't really do interviews with any of the guests, do they? That would be kind of fun.
It would be kind of fun.
Oh my God. If only like the primary or, you know, the second primary or whatever, co-primary, the guests that I'm thinking of that would have been perfect for this were the woman and the guy from Below Deck Med. And she was like obsessed with the chef, remember? And she's been on it twice. God, what was her name?
Oh, right.
Dark hair, like wore a lot of black. And she just like was so
yes. Oh,
and
she's always
and
hanging around the kitchen.
Yes. Like she would be someone who would be perfect in the interview chair. Like we need her.
Yes.
I also did a little bit of research because Chef Rachel was freaking out. And we were both looking forward to her freak out in this episode, which I think we'll get more next week as well. About the difference between the salmon roe that she had and the caviar, because I was like, how bad would it be if she just was like, I got to run with this salmon roe and just like see what I can do. So I guess all fish eggs are technically roe, but not all roe is caviar. Like caviar is a specific kind. It's like much fancier, much more, you know, elevated and all of that. But it seems like a situation where Chef Rachel's just going to have to make it work.
I love that you're looking this stuff up. You know, it's nice that you care.
It's just like, you know, every day is an opportunity to learn.
Apparently.
Well, I was just so curious because she was bugging out. So I was like, I got to know like why she's freaking out so much. But it's also coming down to the guests requested it. So for it to not be there, it's not really her fuck up. And, you know, we saw it on Below Deck Med with the chef getting so mad when provisions messed something up, you know, it's like beyond your control, which makes it even more frustrating because there's nothing you can do about it.
I just, poor Shane, walking in the kitchen like, are you okay? And just her being like, I'm gonna rip someone's testicles off, like just going crazy.
Hey, Francesca, we might have a problem. What was wrapped up like the Zarosetra Petrosian caviar is actually some salmon roe.
Oh, okay, all right.
Maybe by accident it got put in here.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I don't have this caviar. The guests, like, specifically said they wanted, and I'm, like, losing my sh**.
Can I help you?
I'll slit someone's throat. They haven't f***ing sent this. I'm not joking right now.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
Nice right now. F***ing sh**. F***ing full sh**.
Yikes.
Sucking f***ing lump of sh**.
What's in it?
I'm gonna punch them in the f***ing scrotum.
He's like, and I will slowly back out.
He's like, I like my scrotum. Please don't touch me. He's like, that's not Zen, Rachel, okay?
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.